aspect of our operations, we encourage you to reach out to the MSCZ Media Ethics and Compliance Committee for assistance and resolution. To lodge a complaint or seek redress, you can contact the MSCZ Ethics and Compliance Committee via email at mselfregulation@gmail.com or by calling the dedicated mobile number for media violations at 260-777-348695. Alternatively, you may also send your complaints in writing to the following address: Chairperson, MSCZ Media Ethics and Complaints Committee, PO Box 32295, Lusaka, Zambia. We appreciate your support in helping us maintain the highest standards of professionalism and integrity in our journalism. MSCZ Media Ethics and Complaints Committee, promoting a professional and ethical media in Zambia. In Zambia.
Imagine having nature's secrets to health and vitality in a bottle. Introducing Lifeway Shot Health Drink. Ginger for digestion. Beetroot for stamina. Aloe vera for skin. Tamarind for metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: President Hakainde Hichilema champions school re-entry policy for girls. Government releases 14.5 billion kwacha to support public services and social programs. Iranian clerics reach consensus on new supreme leader as smoke chokes Tehran after all depot strikes.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. President Hakainde Hichilema has charged that the government's school re-entry program, which allows girls who become pregnant to return to school after delivery and breastfeeding, will continue. He says the move ensures girls continue their education and helps reduce early pregnancies and child marriages. Speaking during Women's Day celebrations earlier today, President Hichilema notes that of the 2.5 million children brought back to school through free education, the majority are girls. He says through the Constituency Development Fund, more girls are also attending boarding secondary schools, giving them greater opportunities to succeed. President Hichilema praised efforts to empower women in leadership and public service. He says many of the newly recruited teachers, doctors, nurses, and personnel in the Army, Air Force, National Service, Police, and Correctional Services are women, a step towards more inclusive representation.
Why do you engage in rape cases? Why? Why don't you persuade women? There will be a woman who will accept your proposal. You don't have to rape anybody. You heard me. That's why you are quiet. You have heard me. Why do you want to marry kids? You risk that child, they get pregnant, their organs are not fully developed, their limbs are not fully developed, they struggle even to deliver the pregnancy. Sometimes they die. We are responsible for that. I'm ashamed. On behalf of all the men of Zambia, I take the responsibility and take the leadership in the shame, but also the flip side, in action. Let us act correctly going forward.
Meanwhile, non-government organization coordinating council NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe has called on political parties to adopt a 50-50 nomination ratio for all elective posts, saying this is about fairness and national progress.
This year, we are shining a bright spotlight on political participation. We are calling on every political party to adopt 50-50 nomination ratio for all contestable positions. This is not a request for charity or a favor. It is a matter of fundamental fairness and national progress. Your Excellency, the number of aspiring women that attended the conference that was organized by the Gender Division last week, and those that we saw marching this morning, speaks to the fact that when political parties say that we have no women that would want to contest.
The Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ has called for urgent action to address persistent cases of sexual exploitation affecting women and girls in various sectors of society. CCZ General Secretary Father James Peary says the church mother body remains concerned about the reports of sexual exploitation in workplaces, universities, and even within some religious institutions. Father Peary says this year's International Women's Day theme, Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, strongly aligns with CCZ's mission to promote and protect the rights of women and girls. He notes that while Zambia has made progress through the efforts of government and civil society organizations in creating a more supportive environment for women and girls, more decisive action is needed when their rights are violated. Father Peary stressed that women and girls must be provided with safe spaces where they can freely report cases of sexual exploitation without fear of intimidation or retaliation.
Through our gender and health, social justice departments, the Council of Churches in Zambia continue to implement various programs aimed at empowering women and girls. We believe that economic empowerment reduces vulnerability and opens doors for women and girls to exercise their freedom of choice with honor. As a nation, we are pleased to note that strides that have been made by both the government and civil society organizations in creating a more conducive environment for all women and girls. However, we remain concerned about the need for swift action in matters affecting women and girls.
The government has released 14.5 billion kwacha for the month of February to sustain public service delivery and support social protection and agriculture programs. The Minister of Finance and National Planning says the funds will also be used to meet debt obligations, support government operations, and continue infrastructure development across the country. Finance and National Planning Minister Stumbeko Musokotwane says the budget releases reflects the government's approach to careful and responsible economic management. Dr. Musokotwane says every salary paid to the frontline workers, every transfer made to vulnerable households, as well as every allocation to the agriculture and infrastructure projects supported forms part of efforts to improve citizens' livelihoods. The Minister of Finance and National Planning has also noted that the monthly budget releases forms part of the broader annual budget execution process and should not be viewed as a standalone measure of government's full-year policy commitments. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has extended the physical inspection of the provisional register of voters by 2 days to allow more registered voters to verify their details. According to a statement made available to Millennium Radio, the exercise, which started on March 2nd and was initially scheduled to close today, March 8th, will run until Tuesday, March 10th, 2022. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro says the extension is meant to give registered voters additional time to access voter registration kits that have been deployed at designated centers across the country. Mr. Casaro explained that the kits are providing several services, including the replacement of lost, defaced or damaged voter cards, transfer of voters between polling stations, and processing claims by voters whose details may not appear on the provisional register. He says the exercise also allows for appeals and objections, as well as the removal of deceased voters from the register. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasaro says electronic inspection platforms will remain accessible during the extension period through the USSD code. The Alliance Against Corruption has urged the government to ensure women empowerment programs translate into tangible benefits for women and girls. Organization Executive Director Noor Chiri has stated that this will ensure that there is economic independence among women. Meanwhile, Mr. Chiri has called for continued collaboration between the government agencies, civil society and international partners in addressing challenges facing women. He says there is also a need to address injustice facing women going